Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the main sport featured in the movie Space Jam?
Basketball.
Correct. Which prince is Kate Middleton married to?
Pass.
Passing away in 2024, who was the original voice of Mufasa?
James Earl Jones.
Yes. How many children does Patrick and Brittany Mahomes have?
Two?
No.
Three.
Yes. What is the name of the ocean located between Africa and Australia?
The Indian Ocean?
Correct. What does a paleontologist study?
Dinosaurs?
No.
A paleontologist?
Yeah.
Is it like fossils?
Yeah. Some people think what herb tastes like soap?
Cilantro.
Correct. In school, the abbreviation STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and what?
Mathematics.
Correct. Demi Moore was married to Ashton Kutcher and what other famous actor?
Oh, pass.
How many pints are in 1 gallon?
Four?
No.
Pints. Eight.
Yes.
Woo!
Zach, you got 8 correct.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. You played the game very well. If you didn't know, you passed. I am feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
I like how Zach got the ladies very excited in here. You should have heard.
Steve does not have the same effect on us.
You should have heard the noises they made.
Yes, Steve, you should feel some pressure because Zach's got it going on. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
What is the main sport featured in the movie Space Jam?
Basketball.
Correct. Which prince is Kate Middleton married to?
Prince Harry?
No.
Prince William.
Yes. Passing away in 2024, who is the original voice of Mufasa?
Is it Robin Williams?
No, what? He passed away way longer ago.
James Earl Jones.
Correct.
Yes.
How many children does Patrick and Brittany Mahomes have together?
Don't they have three?
They do.
And one's on a way or something?
They just had the
third. Oh, okay. No,
what is the name of the ocean located between Africa and Australia?
Name of the ocean. Indian Ocean.
Correct. What does a paleontologist study?
Fossils.
Yes. Some people think what herb tastes like soap?
Cilantro.
Yes. In school.
I don't think it does, to be honest.
The abbreviation STEM, I think it does, stands for science, technology, engineering, and what?
Math. Mathematics.
Yes. Demi Moore was married to Ashton Kutcher and what other famous actor?
Bruce Willis.
Correct. How many pints are in 1 gallon?
4.
No.
6.
No.
8.
Yes.
Who do we appreciate?
Migs. Zach made us feel so good, but Steve, I guess you made us feel better. You got a perfect 10. You win 10-8. Sorry, Zach.
That's all right. It's hard to beat the perfect 10. Love you guys.
Love you too.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Kiss my ass, bitches.
And they say that.
I do like that the minute Steve realizes he wins, he just stares down Taryn. And Taryn refuses to look at Steve when it's happening.
I can see him giving me the middle finger in my periphery, though.
The moment I stepped through the door, I knew I was in for a tough one because I could see Taryn in her little smirky face. She'll look at me nonstop until I win. And then she just can't make eye contact because she realizes she's around the ruler.
I was impressed.
Thank you.
It was a very good one.
That was a fun one.
Hey, we have a party coming up that you should join us for, Rockaholics. It's the Men's Room Lager Launch Party. The guys are going to be doing a live broadcast that day from Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville.
Uh-oh.
Friday, February 7th.
Wait, they're going to be drinking and live?
We gotta go.
What could possibly go wrong?
Let's do this.
from 2 until 6, all the party details up at KISW.com. This is celebrating the Men's Room's 20th anniversary on KISW. All the info at KISW.com. And then you can pick up the beer at Fred Meyer and QFC stores in the area.
Hell yeah.
Be honest. When did you annoy a celebrity?
Okay. When didn't I? I mean, of course, there's the Billy Joel story. Me trying to get an autograph as a kid, and he told me to go F off. But I think the one where I realized I was annoying a celebrity was when I was annoying, at the time, the lead singer of my favorite band, Weezer, and that's Rivers Cuomo. And I was in a studio with them to do an interview, or at least I thought I was there to do an interview, but the label and the radio station agreed to it. I don't think the band knew I was going to be there. So now I'm awkwardly the only person in the studio with them that's not a member of Weezer or the engineer. And I remember I didn't know what to do, so I tried to have some small talk with Rivers, and I go, I like your guitar. He's playing an acoustic guitar, and you can tell he wanted nothing to do with me. He just kind of looks up and goes, thanks, and goes right back down and starts playing. And at that moment, the guitarist who was recording his guitar part stops and goes, who's that guy in the room? And I was like, I'm just going to go. Go back to the station. How'd the interview go? I'm like, it didn't. And here's why.
Ouch. 206-803-ROCK. Tell us about the time that you annoyed a celebrity. 206-803-ROCK. And we are asking this because one of the biggest celebrities in the world was so annoyed that he just cursed out a car full of his fans.
And people are divided if he was being a jerk or if it was justified.
You're going to hear what happened after Van Halen.
Ah! The Daily Mix Show.
Tell us all about the time you annoyed a celebrity. 206-803-ROCK. We're bringing this up because there was a carload of people driving alongside Justin Timberlake just the other night, and they were rolling down their windows trying to get his attention. And then at a stop, Justin Timberlake finally rolled down his window, and let's just say that he was not having it.
Justin Timberlake. Bro, roll out the window. Roll out the window.
You want something?
Let's race.
And he looks so annoyed when he's looking. He's like, what do you want? Because they were going for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You want something? No.
Let's race.
You want something?
No. Let's race.
Stop.
Get out of here,
you effing kids.
So what about you, Rockaholics?
Bye. Wow.
Sorry. When did you annoy a celebrity? 206-803-ROCK. Kim from Shoreline, you annoyed the Men's Room? How did this happen?
Oh, I was up at Monroe, and they were there for a demolition derby or something like that, some kind of event. And I was really drunk, kept calling them all by the wrong name. I called Pharrell Miles and Miles Ted, and I was arguing with them about what their names were. They were so annoyed they were done with me.
He's like, no, I swear, your name is Ted. He's like, this throat.
You know, they had just gotten to town, so I didn't know who
That's
they
awesome.
Were just off the radio.
Thanks, Kim.
That's amazing.
206-803-ROCK. Tell us about the time you annoyed a celebrity, Dylan from Mount Vernon.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Dylan?
Much.
So what's your story?
I annoyed The Undertaker.
Oh, no, not the dead man.
Ah! My buddy and I flew in for WrestleMania 21. This is in Los Angeles. And on our way back, a lot of people recognized him, and they just bum rushed him at the seats. And you can tell, well, not so much him, but his wife was not having it. This is when he was still with Sarah, and I got up to him, and you can tell he was just winded.
At the airport, you said?
at the airport right after WrestleMania 21.
I feel like that's the place where if I even, I really would do my best not to even say hi to someone when they get off a plane, because that's like the last thing they want to deal with is talking to anyone. You just want to get out of the freaking airport.
Yeah, no one really enjoys spending extra time there.
I do love he brought up, he's like, yeah, back when he was married to his first wife, whose name was Sarah, because we know that because at one point he had a neck tattoo that just said Sarah on it, right? And then they eventually broke up. And now you could, it was like remnants of it. Like he must have had it like laser removed. Ooh. Which just sounds very painful.
Did it have an H on it or an A?
I think it was a Sarah without an H.
Oh, she's so happy.
The right way, right?
Well, I mean, they shouldn't have gotten a tattoo because we all know if you marry someone with just no H, it's bound to be divorce city.
That's true.
206-803-ROCK. When did you annoy a celebrity, Richard from Federal Way?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Richard?
So I was down at Alki one time. We used to go there every Friday. And me and some friends saw Big Smooth, Sam Perkins.
Yeah.
He's with his kid, and it looked like his bodyguard. And this was when he played for the Pacers.
Okay.
And my buddy was like, I want to get his autograph. And I'm like, Mikey, don't bother him. He's with his family. Don't bother him. And so we let him go by. Like, an hour later, he came back over, and I was like, Mikey, don't bother him. He got right in front of me, and I jumped up. Can I get your autograph? And Mikey was pissed. He wasn't happy.
Oh.
And Sam was like, yeah, sure thing, kid. And all I had was my Seahawks hat. So I had him sign my Seahawks hat. And after that, he got mobbed by a bunch of people for autographs and pictures. And we got the heck out of there.
Oh, you guys kind of broke the seal. I bet there was a lot of people like, I don't want to bug him. I don't want to bug him. Then they saw him sign an autograph. Like, well, F it. If that kid got one, we can too.
Yeah, yeah. And that started my whole hat autograph thing. So I got about probably 20 of them now.
Nice.
Who's your favorite signature on your hat?
That's a tough one. I would say in between, Danny Bonaducci and Sue Bird.
Oh, very cool. Pretty cool.
Two very different people right there. That's awesome.
206-803-ROCK. Scott from Oak Harbor, tell us about the time you annoyed a celebrity.
Yeah, it was back in like 2002, 2003 when I was deployed to Kuwait with the Air Force, and Diamond Dallas Page came over with the USO tour, and me and two of my buddies each pitched in $20 and paid our other friend $60 to go up to him and ask him what it felt like to get his butt kicked by Oliver Platt.
And how'd that go for him?
Well, for those that don't know, he was in the movie Ready to Rumble, which was a wrestling movie, and he was the bad guy. But when my buddy said that, he immediately looked pissed off. Oof. And my buddy buckled and immediately started pointing at us and saying a bunch of stuff frantically. So he motioned to me to come over, and I slowly walked over, and he just very sternly looked me in the face, and he's like, did you really pay him to say that? And I was like, yes, we did. I was like, I thought it'd be funny. I was like, I'm a big fan of the movie, and you did a good job. And he just kind of looked at me, looked like he was ready to punch me, and then just smiled. He's like, oh, that was pretty funny. He shook my hand, signed an autograph, and then we went on about our business.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, because everything I've ever heard, and I've met him once, he's nothing but nice. Like, he's just, like, overwhelmingly positive. So I think he probably saw it as a good opportunity to just troll a group of kids that thought they were having some fun with him.
206-803-ROCK, Brandon from Bonnie Lake, tell us about the time you annoyed a celebrity.
Yeah, we were over in Spokane at a club, and they had a, back then it was called the WWF. Migs, you could probably appreciate this, now WWE.
Yeah.
Ted DiBiase was there for the show, and he decided to go out and dance at the club, and we saw him there and decided that it would be a good time to have an impromptu mosh pit, so we kind of got into a slam dance.
And how did that go?
He actually wasn't too annoyed. He was a little bit perplexed. Kind of thought it was funny.
I just love that our listeners seem to like to annoy wrestlers. Yeah, Undertaker, Diamond Dallas Page, and the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
And don't forget Steve Miggs.
Yeah, yeah.
F Steve Miggs.
F that guy.
We all have moments that we are certainly not proud of. Moments where we were not let's say, quality individuals.
Okay.
So we need you to call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We want to see if you, Rockaholics, can figure out who on our show was a low-quality person. But we need you to call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls at 720.
The Daily Mix Show.
The website blogherald.com did an interesting article about the habits of low-quality men that apparently psychologists have identified as common among them.
Okay.
So some of these examples.
Why are you looking
at
both Danny and I? We're high quality individuals.
Yeah, we are. Lack of ambition.
I'll get around to it when I get around to it.
Disrespect toward others.
Yeah, F off.
Constant negativity and dishonesty.
I mean, these are pretty good examples of low quality people, not just men.
Not just
right?
men.
Yeah, yeah.
Avoidance of responsibility.
Yeah.
So we know that at some point, all of us have had moments that we aren't proud of. Moments of being low-quality human beings.
Okay, yes.
Right? So we want to see if you can figure out our moments. So each one of the four of us wrote down a moment where we felt we were pretty low-quality.
Things that we're not too hyped about.
And we are going to have our friend Robot SpongeBob read these low-quality moments for us. And then you, the listener, have to guess if it's me, Migs, Sarah, or Danny.
Perfect.
All right. So we have Kyle from Sultan on the phone. Kyle, are you ready to hear the audio of one of our low-quality moments?
I am.
All right, let's go.
In middle school, if my best friend and I didn't like you, we would make up the most awful, disgusting song about you. Nothing was off limits, and we would cut deep. We would then spread the song around the school so everyone would be singing it. Not very nice, but at least the songs were catchy.
All right, Kyle.
Who do you think that is?
I grew up with someone like that. Let's see. I don't know. Girls can be pretty mean at that age. She's so sweet now, but Sarah?
Did you go to high school in Mercer Island by chance? Because you're absolutely right.
You did it, Kyle.
That was me, Kyle. That was me.
What were these songs about? Like, you said they're catchy?
I still remember a few that my best friend and I, we still sing them to each other and each other only because they are not radio friendly. They're bad. We could not write them now.
You were like Mean Girls. You were Mean Girls.
Yeah, we were. But we weren't popular or hot.
You're surprised by that? When her dad used to walk around and make up songs about everyone in the station?
and about inappropriate things that really, if HR was around, that would have been an awkward situation.
Right?
You guys are lucky you guys don't have one yet.
I do love it.
Like, we were like Mean Girls, but not hot.
But not hot at all. We were the losers. Who wanted to be cool.
You're the meanish girls.
Oh. Yeah. Charles from Spanaway, are you ready to hear some audio of one of our low-quality moments?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
I engaged in a cyber relation with a listener over fax. Yes, I would have some not safe for work, raunchy chats over fax while at work on the company fax machine.
Okay, Charles, who do you think that is?
There's a part of me that wants to say it's Steve, but I think it's Taryn.
Oh.
Taryn, final answer?
Wrong. Taryn, final answer.
Wrong.
Nope, you should have went with your initial guess. It was yours truly, something I'm not very proud of, and looking and very dated. Like, it definitely wasn't Sarah or Dan.
Fax machine?
Facts.
I don't even think Sarah knows how to work a fax machine.
I didn't either until this girl wanted to start writing letters to me over fax, and I was like, how do we do this? So I used to, like, I would host part of the morning show, and then I would host an hour by myself in the studios. I was in my 20s and working at the end, and, you know, I was like, cute girls talking. Well, they sounded cute. Typically, they weren't when they would meet up. But whatever, right? So this one girl, she lived far away, like somewhere on Kitsap County. And we're chatting, and it's getting heated. I'm like, well, I got to get off the air because someone else is. I was like, can you email me? She's like, I don't have email at work, but I could send you a fax. I was like, well, here's the company fax number. And so she would write me one. I'd run to the mailroom, and I would just hang out in the mailroom and just, like, write a letter that was raunchy, fax it back to her, and this was going back and forth. And then finally, I'd be like, I'm leaving, so don't send any more because I didn't want to get caught and have anyone else grab that fax.
Fun fact, we still have a fax machine.
Wow, man, I got to find her fax number.
You really do.
Like, I was faxing her at her work, and she was faxing me. I never met up.
That is bananas.
We were just having, like, these naughty conversations over facts.
Let's get to Matthew from Monroe. Matthew, you have to identify which of us is this low-quality human being.
Here we go.
When I was 16, I helped my friends crash a wedding, and we ended up stealing a tier of a cake from the wedding. We ran out of the hotel with the cake in hand and ended up at a restaurant and ate the cake in the parking lot. Still not sure if the wedding party ever realized it was gone.
That's terrible.
All right, Matthew, who do you think that is?
That sounds like Taryn.
Wrong.
Oh, that's our friend Danny V.
Danny the cake thief.
Now, we have one final.
One final one.
And it's for Justin in Ferndale. Justin, we're going to play you some audio from one more low-quality human.
Here we go.
When I was turning 21, my 21 run began with a chain of pain where you had about 8 airplane shots tied to a necklace, and throughout the night you'd drink them until they were gone. Then at midnight, when I turned exactly 21, I was taken to the bar by a few older friends. 2 shots of Jaeger were set in front of me. First one went down fine. The second one came right back up all over the bar. I then attempted to clean it up myself, which didn't go over well. Needless to say, I got kicked out of that bar and didn't go back for a very long time.
That could be any of us, really.
Well, considering that only one of you guys went to WWSU, I suppose Mrs. Taryn Daly.
Go Cougs, baby!
That is such a Taryn Daly story.
And I feel like that would happen now. Yeah. Not necessarily just at your 21 run.
Might happen this Sunday when I turn 40.
I'm positive it's going to happen this Sunday.
I will also say that I like how everyone, like 3 times they all guessed that it was Taryn. So everyone just thinks that you're just a terrible human being.
Thanks for pointing that out, Danny. Yeah.
That's right.
Low quality.
3 high quality individuals and Taryn Daly.
Okay, you have heard ours, Rockaholics. Now, what about you? What is something that you are not proud of? We'll call it your low-quality moment. Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that you are not proud of at all? We'll call it your low-quality moment.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. Jeremy from Bothell, what was your low-quality moment?
It was more of like a low-quality intelligence.
Okay.
But I was in my like early teens, and I went over to a friend's house, and we were talking to his mom, and she was slurring. And I was like, why would you be drinking so early in the day? And she's like, what? I'm like, you're slurring your words. And she's like, I've had a stroke.
Oh, no. What are the odds? I mean, really, though, what are the odds that someone's going to respond with that, right, Jeremy?
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I learned to just bite my tongue, pinch myself, do whatever I could to just not say words anymore.
So, how did you respond? How did you react to it? Did you just, like, leave the room, or did you say, like, how did you handle that?
We went into my friend's room and smoked a bunch of weed, and I cried.
Oh, no.
That sounds about the right way to handle things.
That's brutal.
When all else fails, smoke weed and cry.
206-803-ROCK. What is something that you are not proud of? We'll call it your low-quality moment.
So I said back in the 90s when I was in the 9th grade, I made up my own report card on my parents' computer to avoid getting in trouble because I had awful grades. My mom still has that report card because she said that she was so proud of me.
It's very creative.
Oh, could you imagine like the next Christmas, like finally admitting that was all a lie?
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's people that make like fake IDs. You could probably make a fortune doing fake report cards.
Back then, I don't think you get away with that. Everything's so digital now. It's kind of like ruined, you know, those kind of moments for teenagers.
For sure.
Which is sad because, I mean, I feel like that's when you really get to flex your creative muscles.
Absolutely.
Yes. How about this one? Maybe I shouldn't have said flex muscles because this person says this wasn't my best moment. But when I was 20, I went into an airplane bathroom and I joined the Mile High Club by myself. LOL.
I mean, when the mood strikes, you know.
Does that count? I don't think you're in the Mile High Club, right? That's like maybe a half mile club.
I guess I don't know what the rules are. I'm not in the Mile High Club.
You're not.
There's no way that I'm, you know, stuffing myself in there with my husband. That would be awful.
That was one of your wedding vows, wasn't it?
I would pay to see that.
Oh, my God.
You and Brad trying to make it work.
Just greasing ourselves up.
Honestly, the same thing was...
Save it for your OnlyFans page.
Because you're just tall. I can't even imagine you trying to, like, fit 2 people in there.
I'm so scared being in a bath... Because I don't go number 1 sitting down. So I'll still stand up in the airplane. right? So yeah, I'm standing, and I'm always so scared that if there's some massive turbulence, I might break my neck. Because my head is kind of tilted. It's leaning up against the top of the bathroom ceiling. And I'm like, one bad bump, and I'm definitely, I'm having a chiropractor visit.
Tall people problems.
I should sit down. I never thought about that until right now. Like, that is the easiest solution to this entire thing. I'm such a moron.
Well, Steve, I'd like to congratulate you on currently having a winning record for Beat Migs.
How'd I do in the last one?
You got a perfect 10.
Thank you.
It was very impressive. You have 9 wins, 8 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. And yesterday, we did give out a cheat sheet at 5:40 during the men's room. So if you were listening at that time, you will have 3 of the correct answers for the next game. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.